This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, welcome back, America. I know we got you a little bit off track. I got to apologize to you. I owe you an error correction here, all right? So this executive order that's been flying around, and, you know, Scott and I were talking about this, and, you know, it seems so official, you know. Executive Order 13691 was what it was titled. And AP supposedly, and obviously somebody got a hold of their logo and kind of hacked them up a little bit, and sent out this story that President Obama had signed Executive Order 13691, which bans the sale of assault weapons and places a mandatory 30-day waiting period on all firearm sales. And even there was a deal, and this has happened before too, that was associated with ABC. But what they do is, they associate with ABC, and then they say ABCnews.com, and it looks legit, but then it says .co. And that's kind of been the flag, you know, the last couple of times with anything that is, comes from that particular website. Looks all official, looks legit, but, we got to check into these things. And every once in a while, they get me, and they got me, Scott. It's terrible. I don't like it when that happens.
It's okay. We were here to figure it out.
And what you see, this is the thing. We've talked about this. This being the information age we live in, you got to be careful because all kinds of information is flying out there. And it's like all this stuff. You know, of course, we're in the era of the of this election season. Lots of rhetoric going out there. And the fact checkers, I mean, they got a full time job. I mean, it's 24/7, and we're pretty tight in terms of the people that we look to, you know, for information. But even in that standpoint, you just got to maintain that filter and constantly check up on these things. And I appreciate you getting involved and letting us know when we've stepped on things, because the whole basis and foundation of what this is all about is we want to be known for pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. So I'm going to let you know the truth as best I know how with the information. We bring experts on to reinforce that, to make sure that we know what we're talking about, and that we're sharing the right kind of information with you. But also we'll let you know, just like right now, when we're a bit embarrassed and we got caught with this deal. So so calm down. Everybody, when I first, because I did the same thing, I go, oh, my goodness, I got to make sure I get down to the gun shop, because I've had this AR-15 on hold there for a while. I want to make sure that's not compromised in any way. And, oh, man, the things we do. But anyway, we've got a soundbite. What's the soundbite from, Scott?
It's Ron Paul being
interviewed. Ron Paul, yes.
They're asking him about gun control and things like that.
Okay, let's see what he has to say. I mean, this is a man of reason, so let's see what he says, okay?
Well, I still believe in the Constitution, and I believe in the Second Amendment, but I'm for gun control. Where the real killing is going on is our guns in our military going overseas and bombing and killing and starting wars that aren't necessary and selling weapons. We're putting weapons in the hands of ISIS, in Syria. Those are the real guns of war that we should be dealing with. And, of course, if we're really worried about guns on the streets, why has it been totally ignored? A lot more people are dying in our inner cities. Crime on weekends is just out of control, so we need more police activity to try to protect some people. But property management, that is preventing the rights of an individual to own a piece of property, whether it's a knife or a gun, is protected, and that shouldn't be the issue. I do not think it will achieve anything, and since I'm one that's very much in favor of non-aggression and violence, I would be for it if I thought it reduced the violence, but it will not, and therefore I will defend the Second Amendment.
Well, there is Ron Paul, chiming in on what's going on. Of course, he talks about what happens in the inner city. And maybe people are getting tired about looking at Chicago. But, you know, Scott, that's a military zone. Chicago, I mean, it is sad what the people have to go through there.
Chirac.
And, the black-on-black killing, it's like, can these guys run out of bullets or something? I mean, this is just incredible what they're doing to their city and to their own people. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. According to the Mayo Clinic, your bones are continuously changing. New bone is made and old bone is broken down. Now, when you're young, your body makes new bone faster than it breaks down old bone, and your bone mass increases. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most people reach their peak bone mass at around 30. After that, bone remodeling continues, but you lose slightly more bone mass than you gain. Now, how likely you are to develop osteoporosis, a condition that causes bones to become weak and brittle, depends on how much bone mass you attain by the time you reach age 30 and how rapidly you lose it after that. The higher your peak bone mass, the more bone you have in the bank, and the less likely you are to develop osteoporosis as you age. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we focus on absorbability of bone-building calcium, magnesium, vitamin D3, and boron. Try our 98% healthy body, bone, and joint pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, Youngevity, or call 855-305-8320.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop here. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Time to take a little break from, the heavy, serious stuff that we've been talking about. We're going to have fun with Robert Rosenthal. He sent me a copy of his book called Short Order Dad, One Guy's Guide to Making Food Fun and Hassle-Free. Got over 100 recipes. I mean, this is awesome. Great, great ideas. Oh, okay. Well, I was wondering about that, and here it is. Well, if we get our schedule squared away, at least in my mind, you got to be careful with me these days with all the running back and forth that I've been doing. Sometimes you get those days when you go outside the house and you're like double checking, saying, do I have my pants on? Because I just have this strange feeling, Bill Federer, that I'm forgetting something, as I go out the door, So we got Bill Federer that's going to be coming on in just a moment. So, hey, got to be flexible here sometimes. But and Bill Federer, talk about the voice of reason. Bill is nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc. It's a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. His American Minute radio features broadcast daily on stations across the country, and his Faith and History TV program airs daily on DirecTV via the TCT network. He's a former U.S. congressional candidate. So you can imagine, what happens when we get through the political season. Probably that old tick that he had for a while, comes back on him. Have we connected with Bill yet, or we're still waiting for him? Okay, all right. We're reconnecting here. Don't mind us. I mean, you kind of caught us in the middle of, a little house cleaning. We normally do this behind the scenes. Okay, great. Well, Bill Federer is on with us right now. We've got connection. William, always good to have you with us. How you doing, buddy?
Great to be with you, Bill.
Hey, I was just bragging on you because you're easy to brag about. I just so appreciate you and appreciate the voice of reason that you are and that you've always been, and what's been needed, especially for a time such as this.
Well, it's a critical time for the country. The next Supreme Court, the next president is going to appoint at least 4, maybe 5 Supreme Court justices. Mm-hmm. So we really do have the whole rest of the country for our lifetime is mm-hmm. about to be decided. And sometimes history gives us a little perspective, and so I write books on history.
Yeah, well, Judge Thomas's wife kind of spilled the beans a little bit and said, looks like we want to stay in our RV for a while and take a break. And unless he can Skype in his opinion, we may be exiting stage left here.
Well, when you see the contrast, Hillary did speak at a Planned Parenthood event, and she endorsed their agenda. And I am a Christian, and I think that the Bible has the story of Cain killing Abel, and God going to Cain and says, your brother's blood cries out to me from the ground. What was it crying? And injustice is done, and innocent life shed. And you're a just God. You got to judge the person that did it. And so when you read the story of Planned Parenthood, not just involved with abortion, but the selling of aborted baby body parts.
Exactly.
I actually talked to the young guy who did the filming. He says they don't anesthetize the babies because that the drugs would damage the part they're wanting to sell. They literally have babies born alive, and then they cut them up. And if a just God doesn't judge us as a nation for allowing this, then we're really in trouble.
Well, Bill, you imagine, you know, as you say, you reference the story of Cain and Abel and God telling Cain that his brother's blood is, in a sense, screaming. I mean, you can hear, you have this sense of a loud screaming sound that is breaking through the ceiling and come crashing into heaven. What must it sound like when you're talking about 56 million aborted babies and their blood screaming?
I
shudder.
Yeah, you're right, and the justice of God is implanted in each one of us so much so that every police drama you see on TV starts off with an injustice done in the first 2 minutes. And some innocent person's killed, right? And you're captivated the whole rest of the hour. Why? Because you want that person that did it to be caught and brought to justice. There's just something in you. God has this blood crying out to him, and it's constant. And, you know, when you look at the nation of Judah and King Manasseh, and when God sent prophets to tell him that Judah's finally over, forget it, it's done. What was it? Manasseh was filling Jerusalem with the blood of innocent. He was sacrificing kids to Moloch, this pagan god. That was the final tipping straw that God said, it's over. And so the shedding of innocent blood. So we do have two candidates running for president. One speaks at Planned Parenthood events. The others released a list of justices that hold to values that would respect life. And so a lot is at stake right now, and I don't think that there's a whole other part to the puzzle, and that's those that are in power don't like to give up power, and there's the question, are we even going to have an election? And that's something I've got some ideas on, if you want me to comment.
Yeah, I do want you to come on, because that's come up a couple of times that could be the big October surprise.
Yeah, we'll use that term October surprise accurately. I ran for Congress 3 times, and I'm a little familiar with how the strategy is. You save some dirt on your opponent until the last week, and then you release it to the press, and they don't have time to respond. They don't have time to make commercials and get out mailers and so forth. And even if that October surprise is a lie, the other side still has to respond to it. But it's graduated from just releasing negative stuff to those that are in power that don't want to get out, allowing different type of disturbances in the domestic situation so that it will necessitate a change in public opinions.
Exactly.
You know, there's the classic, you know, war scenario that, you know, Bill Clinton firing some missiles over there and because the leaders, people want a strong leader in time of war, so the thought of allowing situations to deteriorate. And that actually goes back to Athens, to Pericles. Mm-hmm. So Athens was a democracy for about 300 years, and there was a leader named Pericles. And he was consolidating power. He moved the treasury from Delphi, which was this island where all the different Greek city-states, you know, put their money. He moved the treasury to Athens, and then he borrowed the money out of the treasury to build the Acropolis and the Parthenon and all these different building projects. And so the rumor was going around that Pericles was getting too powerful. He was starting to get rid of the Athenian democracy and wanting to make himself a king. And when Pericles hears the rumor, he intentionally lets relations with Sparta fall apart, and it turns into a war because people want a strong leader in time of war, and they're like, well, who's a stronger leader than Pericles? He's the one that... And so, anyway, so that's that strategy. But you mentioned October surprise. A couple threads of thought. Okay. We've always thought of...
We've got about 40 seconds here, so we can get into it a little bit and then pick it up on the other side of the break, too, Bill, okay?
We got communism on one side, Islam on the other. I think we might be seeing a coming together of the two in the Muslim Brotherhood. I'll finish that when we get back.
Okay, Bill Fetter is with us, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc., a publishing company dedicated to researching America's noble heritage. It's always special when we get Bill on with us. because you know, it's like a history lesson. I know. Make sure you have your pencils. Number two, Ticonderoga pencils out. You got plenty of paper. Take notes because he's absolutely brilliant, and it's great to have him here with us. We've got more coming up. Stay with us, America. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why do they dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? Compromising digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss, and many other health complications. Well, at Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com Longevity or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acid, healthy body. That's 855-305-8326.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hey, we're back with you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Federer is with us, nationally known speaker and best-selling author. And Bill, on the other side of the break, we were just talking you know, about history, that there really isn't anything new under the sun. I mean, I think Solomon wrote that in the book of Ecclesiastes. I mean, it's just like we just keep repeating these cycles. So there's nothing new. We shouldn't be surprised with what's going on. All we have to do is go back and, you know, do a little research, read some history, and you go, wow. I mean, you know, these guys are just duplicating what they've known in the past, and they present it to us like as if there's some set of sense of brilliance about it, but it didn't bode well for them then, and it's not going to do it again, and it's going to be at our expense, as it was for the other people back then too, right?
Yeah, well, the dilemma is each of us have a fallen human nature. Selfishness goes back to the fall in the garden, Cain, kill, and Abel. Selfishness coming into the human DNA. So you put some babies in a playpen, one of them takes a rattle from the others, put some kids on a playground, one of them is the bully hogging the ball, put some people in the woods, one of them is the Indian chief, put them in an inner city, one of them is a gang leader. And all a king is, in a sense, is a glorified gang leader. And so from the beginning of history, it's this hierarchical system where if you're friends with the king, you're more equal, and you're not friends with the king, you're less equal, and if you're an enemy of the king, you're dead. It's called treason, or you're a slave. And so from Tower of Babel to 2,000 years and 33 major Egyptian dynasties to 5,000 years and 18 major Chinese dynasties, the Indian Maharajas and Cyrus of Persia, Darius, Alexander the Great, Julius Caesar, the Roman emperors, Byzantine emperors, Muslim sultans, to the king of Spain, France, and Austria, the quest for control over people's lives keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger until you finally reach a global aspect. And we're back to, you know, almost the book of Revelation where, you know, here's the Babylon again.
Right.
And so the dilemma is, you say the Republicans and Democrats both are guilty of wanting to consolidate power. Yeah, because we're made up of humans, and it's in that fallen, selfish human DNA. You ever see the movie The Matrix with Keanu Reeves?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
There's sort of computer animated, futuristic. But anybody can be turned into the bad guy, Mr. Anderson. It's like each of us have this fallen DNA. I tell people, imagine if you got to be the king and you were going to be really fair. Then you have a sister with a teenage son that drinks and drives and hits somebody, kills him, and this teenager's facing life in prison. And your sister comes begging to you and says, you're not going to let my little Johnny get locked away. It wasn't his fault. Those other kids talked him into it. What are you going to say to your sister? Well, I'll let little Johnny off the hook this time, but don't let it happen again. Guess what? As soon as you say that, you are the corrupt dictator. You just sent ripples through your kingdom that if you're friends or family with the king, you get special treatment. If you're not friends or family, you don't. And if you're against him and verbal, he's going to try to shut you up. It's just part of human nature. And so the founders were faced with this of concentrated power versus separated power. We don't have any angels on earth to govern us. All we got is humans that have selfish human nature. And would you rather trust the few or the many? Well, they were brought in to break away from the King of England, who was the most powerful king in world history. And they said, look, we tried the concentrated power thing where all the judges are appointed by the king. Let's try the people. Let's try the many. Let's try diffused power. Let's trust that there's enough pastors preaching that that you'll have a moral populace. I tell people, if you were accused of a crime, would you rather go before one politically appointed judge and take your chances that he is on your party, or would you rather go before a jury of 12 of your peers? Now, the jury may make a mistake every now and then, but this is your future forever. You're going to be locked away or you're going to be set free. What would you rather choose? Most people would say, I would take my chances with the jury. Mm-hmm. And so that's what our founders did. Do we going to go with the king thing, or are we going to set it up and trust the people? Well, the people may make mistakes, yeah. But we tried the king thing. King of England was the most powerful king the planet had seen. He controlled 13 million square miles, a half a billion people, all of India, a quarter of the world's population right there, Australia, New Zealand, Hong Kong, British Guyana, Canada, and America. So the founders said, let's trust the people. The problem is that after every crisis, power wants to reconcentrate. The rubber band wants to snap back. It's a natural thing. Even the Romans knew that during their republic period that when they were attacked, they needed to make somebody a dictator for a year. That was a term they used until Julius Caesar decided to get himself made dictator for life.
Yeah.
And so so they knew that in times of crises, people will let power concentrate. And you add to the mix philosophers that said, hey, let's speed this process along by intentionally creating crises.
Exactly.
And so 500 years ago, Machiavelli lived in Italy. It was a bunch of city-states, Venice, Genoa, Naples, Florence, Siena, and they always fought. Machiavelli thought if one prince could control all of Italy, it would stop this infighting. So he writes a book called The Prince, where he advocates the ends justifies the means. The end of one prince controlling all of Italy is such a good end because it'll stop this infighting.
Exactly.
Any means necessary to get there is justified. Lie, cheat, steal. So if a prince conquers a city, they would hate him. But if the prince pays criminals to kill cows, burn barns, and create crisis and terror, the people would cry out for help. The prince would come in and kill the very criminals he bribed. Nobody would know the better for it, and they'd praise the prince as a hero. So it's good marketing. You create the need and fill it. You go around the back of the house, set it on fire, then you go around the front of the house, sell them a fire extinguisher, and they'll pay anything for it and thank you for being there. It's called Machiavellianism, where you create or capitalize on crises to consolidate control.
As you're telling this story, I hope our listeners are connecting the dots here and seeing, again, there's nothing new under the sun, and are we reliving this even in our current culture?
Right, and so fast forward, here we are bringing all these Muslim immigrants into America, spreading them out into cities. All people aren't asking for them, and they're bringing thousands of them in. I've been to Spartanburg, South Carolina, and Boise, Idaho, and Cheyenne, Wyoming, and these different places, and the government is bringing them in, and they're taking up the Section 8 housing, and they're getting free food, free clothes, free everything, and it's changing the demographics. And people say, why? Why is the president bringing them in? LBJ brought them in because it changed the Democratic voting base.
Exactly.
In other words, prior to 1965, most immigrants came from Europe, and they had a traditional work ethic, you know, Protestant work ethic type of thing. And it was this attitude of it was considered a moral lapse, a failure, if you sign up for welfare. And so these workers voted for candidates that would take away as little as possible from their hard-earned paycheck. Well, that meant they voted for candidates that wanted less taxes, and that meant they ended up voting Republican. LBJ noticed that immigrants from poorer countries would more easily take handouts, and then they would continue to vote for candidates that promised to continue the handouts. And so he brought in immigrants from poorer countries intentionally. It was beginning in 1965. You can look at the numbers.
Exactly.
You
know, right.
The Democrat Great Society welfare state, so that you can put people out of work and get them to sign up for welfare, and they'll be permanent Democrat voters. But it's taken on a more nefarious tone when you look at riots. I lived a half an hour from Ferguson. 99% of the people rioting in Ferguson were not from Ferguson.
Yeah, exactly.
They were brought in part of a George Soros organizing group, Missouri for Justice or whatever, and they were being paid thousands of dollars to riot. Poor people don't get the idea of holding hands across an interstate highway. Somebody's got to organize this.
Right.
And so
and poor people don't have sign making machines, you know, beautiful sign making. I mean,
and T-shirts within a day,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And so we see that after Ferguson, the federal government's response was the local police departments are inadequate. We need to federalize them. Same people moved to Baltimore. It was sort of a rent-a-mob. And after rioting, they said, well, the police department's inadequate. We need to federalize them. The thought is, all these Muslim immigrants, what if they start rioting and somebody says the president needs to declare martial law? And the president says, okay, we're going to go house to house, collect guns, and somebody's going to shoot back, and it's going to turn into domestic chaos. And they're just going to say, okay, we just got to suspend the elections.
Exactly. Well, there it is, ladies and gentlemen. Connect the dots. Bill, about 30 seconds left. Remind everybody of your books, how they can connect with you and get their hands on your books.
Oh, thanks, Bill. My website is AmericanMinute.com, AmericanMinute.com, and a brand new book called Rise of the Tyrant. And
yes.
I go through what I just talked about, where the history of power wanting to concentrate.
It's absolutely brilliant. I highly recommend it to you, ladies and gentlemen. Bill Fetter, nationally known speaker, best-selling author, president of Amerisearch, Inc. Bill, as always, a pleasure to have you with us on Bill Martinez Live.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home and design experts Aaron and Ben Napier. Summer is here, so if you want to get out of town and you're up for a road trip or want to try something new, just pick a spot on the map. Don't forget to pack snacks in bulk, fuel up the car, and get ready to hit the road for a big trip on a smart budget with these tips.
Living in the South, we're lucky to live near beautiful backcountry roads. For summer weekend getaways, we like to stop by the nearest grocery store to load up on snacks, hop in the car, and explore the open road with our favorite music on the radio.
To make our summer road trip budget go further, we fill up at gas stations far away from freeways for better prices. Our best road trip tool is our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card that allows us to earn 3% cash back on gas and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs on the first $2,500 in combined purchases. Plus, we earn 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Did you know a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-941-9796.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-941-9796. That's 1-800-941-9796.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
You'll lead, I'll follow. You'll handle my tomorrow. You're good, you're good. You know the way you got me tenderly. Yeah. When you lead, I'll follow. Just like the way and I'll go. Cause I know what you got for me. It's more than I can see. So lead me on.
It's Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, you got me Monday through Friday for 3 hours, 9 to noon, on over 280 markets across this country of ours, including Shortwave out of our affiliate in Nashville, Tennessee, WWCR. We've got a brand new affiliate in Kentucky we're going to be telling you about shortly. Also, Red State Talk Radio. Hey, we're all over the place, and we thank you so much for joining in and all the fun. Hey, it's time to bring out that inner chef, that fun inner chef out of you, dads especially. Our next guest, you heard me bragging about him earlier, Robert Rosenthal. He's an award-winning international advertising exec, a stand-up comedian, a professionally trained chef, and a cook for two daughters. Robert, you know, if you have two daughters, you don't just cook for two daughters. Because if you got two daughters, it's like you got 20 daughters. Because the girls, they breed girls. They bring all their friends and everything else. So what do you got to do? I mean, you got to cook for them, right?
Yeah, I got to cook for them. I got to cook for my wife happily, and you're right. Whoever they bring over, and in fact, that was the that's how the whole concept came to be. My daughters are great, Bill, mm-hmm. as you can imagine, but yes. When it came to breakfast, they were a real pain because one wanted eggs scrambled, the other one wanted them white. One went for white toast, the other wanted rye toast, chocolate milk, skim milk, turkey bacon, whatever. I looked at them one day and said, "What do I look like, a short order cook?" And they literally looked at me and said, "Yeah, you're a short order dad."
It's about time you figured it out, right? You know,
yeah, so exactly. Okay, so it took me some years.
Yeah, but so here it is. They inspire you, so it's all their fault, and they're going to get their just percentages out of your book. I know they probably worked that out beforehand as well. Sounds to me like they've got that worked out, huh?
Yeah, they got that worked out, and the wife will take her piece of it. I'll be left with this experience, Bill, which I'm
well.
Having.
Our conversation is
exactly.
We know our standing. We know how it works. Hey, we were just reminded here recently with Father's Day and all. Good fun. Hey, but so here it is. So you put this book together, Short Order Dad, which is a lot of fun. I mean, you know, food, cooking, it just has just a natural built-in opportunity to kind of bridge relationships and kind of bring the family together in a special way, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's no question about that. And frankly, I mean, to be serious just for a minute, I'm kind of on a mission to redefine fatherhood through food. Mm-hmm. I mean, the thing is that you have more women in the workforce now than any time before. 70% of moms are working, so there's a whole lot less cooking going on at home, Bill. And I mean, I find, for example, that rather than sitting around the dinner table, a lot of people are going to restaurants. Sometimes you bring in a takeout and you sit on the couch in front of the TV. And I don't have to tell you, you know what people are watching while they're eating out of a plastic container? They're watching cooking shows, which
I
always find ironic. So, I think, you know, my job here is to see if I can get more guys to cook more meals more often, to kind of move it from the grill and bring some of that testosterone into the kitchen. So, I made it, you know, the conceit of the book is I went to cooking school so you don't have to. And my formula is real guy friendly, Bill. It's most taste, fewest ingredients, least effort.
Wow. That's us. That rhymes with our reason. That's who we are.
Yeah, I think of it as wham, bam, thank you, Dad, for the meal. You know what I mean? So it's like,
exactly.
You know, that kind of thing.
Well, so here it is. You start putting this together. I mean, you know, the girls, you know, start referring to you as a short order dad, and you say, okay, well, maybe that makes sense. You start putting this thing together. How did this, I mean, is this thing started to, and I'm sure a layer at a time, as this started to come together, you go, hey, I've got something here. And then you start talking to other dads, and they go, you got something there. And then you talk to me, and I say, you know, Robert, you really have something here, you know?
Well, I appreciate the thought, and that's kind of how it came to be. The funny part of it is my wife, who, you know, is a working woman, said to me at some point, you know, I have professional training in the, you know, from culinary school. Uh-huh. She said to me, you need to write a book. So I did what all husbands do. I listened to her, and here we are 11 years later. I have the book. But what happened was that it was kind of sitting on a shelf somewhere in a computer, and somebody actually said to me, don't be a dummy, get the book published. And I think the advantage here for you know, me is not only do I have the professional training in cooking, but the fact is I did stand up comedy for some years in New York City, and it allowed me to kind of do the book in guy language, you know what mm-hmm. I mean? It's like, I've walked in your sneakers. I know what this is like. So exactly. I do try to make it really super easy and fun for guys to cook. And, you know, most of the ingredients, got 100 recipes, as you mentioned. Most of the recipes, I would say 95% of them, use 5, 6, 7 ingredients max. I don't want this to be complicated. I think you can get great food with, as I said, with kind of limited number of ingredients and minimal effort.
And they're all very nutritious. I mean, you know, they're great recipes, and I mean, great ideas. And of course, you know, there's always that flexibility that you can add your own little signature to these recipes as well, right, Robert?
Well, yeah, Bill. I would say this. I would say I was conscientious in terms of putting the recipes together. I wouldn't say necessarily that every single thing is healthy. I mean, you could make chocolate cake and chocolate truffles and peanut butter, you know, French toast if you want to. But I don't do any deep frying. I'm not using a lot of cream and mayo. So for the most part, you know, you can get some great tasting food there without it being laden with calories. And I do make a big deal in the book about what I would call intuitive cooking, which is to say, once you understand the basic premise of a recipe, you know, feel free to adapt. I mean, if you're making something that uses, you know, dried cranberries, for example, in a recipe, and you happen to love dried cherries, throw that in. So there's a whole lot in the book that allows you to kind of adapt to what your taste profile is.
Well, Robert, you've had training. I mean, you could be, you know, Iron Chef part two here. I mean, you know, so you know what you're talking about. So what did you learn in culinary school that it was so, you know, so important that translated in this book that we're going to be able to absorb and almost seem like we've had, you know, some culinary training ourselves?
That's a very insightful question. And I would say that what I learned is that it's important to understand some of the basic fundamentals and principles and techniques, and by which I mean, Bill, I spent a whole lot of time in the book describing the 10 fundamental techniques of cooking, whether it be roasting or sautéing or, you know, all of those, or baking or braising is great. And my point in the book is you don't have to master 10 techniques. You don't have to know 100 recipes. But you could, if you understand how simple braising is, which is cooking, you know, basically some protein in a pot, one pot for a long period of time to kind of break it down and make it soft. Right. And then you take a look at my recipe for, let's say, brisket or whatever your favorite meat is. You can have, at the end of having read this, 5 or 6 really terrific go-to, you know, recipes that your kids, your wife, your friends, are going to be requesting of you. It doesn't just have to be for the family. I've got recipes in there that are like, you know, you're having boys over for a ball game, right? So you do some, you do, you know, pigs in blanket or guacamole or a homemade pizza. So I think what you'll learn from cooking school is that to understand that understanding a couple of techniques and using good ingredients makes a difference.
Exactly. And then you whip up for them a fresh and easy watermelon, tomato, and feta salad. And then what happens is the neighbors come over with their containers and say, you know, do you have some extra salad there in the refrigerator?
I suppose once you, I mean, I'm not saying it's a downside. I see it all as an upside. But once people get that you can do this with some level of confidence or competence, you do get requested. I periodically will get invited to, you know, somebody's kind of barbecue, and they go, "Hey, Rob," and I know what's coming next.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, if we have these ingredients here, and I go, "Yeah, no, I'm totally fine to, you know, to whip it up. I actually like doing it." I think it's a great skill to be able to have. I think it's good for you. I think it's good for the friends and the family. And while I made the book, you know, kind of humorous, I consider it a serious resource. It's an easy way to get people into the kitchen, whether it's a dad or anybody.
Great job. Short Order Dad. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Robert.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Lord, can you tell me? Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. And if you want to drop me an email, we'd love to hear from you, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Hey, by the way, those DVDs are going to be going out this week. We got everybody's response. We got the winners there all set up and ready to go. And congratulations to all our winners for the Young Messiah DVD. Again, you know, I want to thank Robert Rosenthal. That book is a terrific book. I got to tell you, Short Order Dad, I can't wait to get into some of the recipes. I mean, it's really, really exciting. And plus, on top of that, even if you have just a marginal understanding of cooking, like you can barely know how to boil water and that kind of stuff, he is so helpful. And the thing is, he's shared with us his background and understanding as being, you know, this guy went to culinary school. I mean, he knows his stuff. I mean, he knows how to cut those things and smash them and how to make them work together, you know, and just terrific ideas, and it's just a wealth of knowledge, and it's a fun book, and hey, who knows, you know, you could be the short order dad in your family. Maybe you don't want to be, but, you know, you get some people that go to parties, you know, and they know how to play piano and guitars and all that, and hey, you could be the cooking dad, the iron chef of the neighborhood, why not? Hey, with us right now to talk about this technocratic creep into our life and keep us aware of what's going on, the one and only Patrick Wood, author and lecturer who studied elite globalization policies since the late 70s. He is the author of the book, Technocracy Rising, the Trojan Horse of Global Transformation, which, Patrick, is more and more looking like a tsunami on the horizon here, huh?
It sure is, Bill. It's a tsunami, and it's everywhere in the world. It's not just in America.
Exactly.
We see it all over the world, and we see scientists and engineers jumping in from all over the world as well.
Well, it seems so practical. It seems like something, well, we got all this technology. How do we use it? But like anything, you know, there have been people ahead of the curve that are controlling the use of this technology so that it redeems them more than it does the people who are using it.
Well, you know, I expect there's probably 80% of all the scientists and engineers in the world that are doing good things, that understand that science is a great benefit to mankind if used properly.
Right.
And it's only the other, you know, 10 to 15 to 20% that worry us, because they're the ones that want to take over the world and take over control of all the people in the world. And
exactly.
It's a matter of intent. It's not the science itself. It's what evil men are doing with the science that is of concern. And, of course, that's been the story throughout history. You know, when iron was invented, some people built plows for agriculture, and some people built spears to kill people. It's been that way ever since.
Exactly. Yeah, so we're in that natural, you know, cycle, kind of what we were talking about with Bill Fetter earlier, and that's just, you know, we have to understand the nature of man. We've got that evil designed into our DNA here, And it gets pronounced sometimes. And if it's allowed to run rampant and unchecked, then you start having these utopian governments that give rise. And then right behind it, we're talking millions of people historically that have died as a result of their brilliance, right?
That's right. And it would be easier to believe all this stuff, this technocracy stuff, which isn't a replacement economic system, by the way, in the big scheme of things. What makes it really ironic, pathetic, laughable, whatever, is most of the science that they're supposedly giving us is pseudoscience. And in some cases, it's just plain pretending, pretending to be something, pretending to do something. And, you know, we can't live on planet Earth as pretenders. You know, I remember I pretended when I was a kid. Why, I had a secret decoder ring. You know, thank God.
Lucky you. Yeah.
I pretended all kinds of things that wasn't reality, and I wouldn't want somebody running our world that's pretending like that either.
Yeah, see, Mexicans, if they had secret decoder rings and tortillas, that'd have been, you know, we'd control the universe by now, but they just couldn't get them. They couldn't get them stuffed in the tortilla, I guess, you know, so we missed out on that. But I remember being secret Dakota ring envious, though. I will admit to that.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but you're right. All this pseudoscience is going on, and you know the stage has been set. That's the problem. That's like you know like software in your computer. It needs to have the operating system in order to play that software. And our software, philosophically speaking, has been set on our culture and in our computer minds to accept this dangerous information. I mean, we're open to all kinds of, bugs and discrepancies and false evidence. And, you know, we're having in the midst of this, you know, and we're hit with so much information, Patrick, I know you know this, that it's hard to discern and filter this thing out. I mean, if you're not vigilant and keeping an eye on it, and the fact of the matter is just as a small percentage is in a controlling position and rather diabolical, it's a small percentage yet on the other side of the bell curve that is vigilant and keeping their eye out, and they don't understand why the rest of the bell curve isn't getting it. Is that fair?
Well, that's exactly fair. And for all of the legitimate scientists that stand up and refute this stuff, they're basically getting shouted down by this, you know, minority of rogue or renegade scientists, if you will,
right?
Who have this other agenda. And I think that probably just about like it is in politics and anywhere else as well. There's the majority may well have it correct, but the minority is so vocal that they shout everybody down and just ground them into extinction.
Well, what I love what they're able to do is they're able to use our Constitution and our governmental system against us, whereas they will get government bodies, agencies, to come after us and say, you will think like us and you will accept our doctrine. And if not, then, you know, what's happening is people are finding themselves, you know, behind closed doors. They're in their closets there and they're, needed opinion while these elites run rampant and take over our country. And then on top of that, they have the audacity to dip into our treasury and use our dollars, our hard-earned tax dollars, to promote their idiocy.
It's, you know what, it's our money all the way that's doing this. These technocrats have no funding of their own. They really don't. You know, there is some foundation money and stuff involved in it, of course, but by and large, if it were not for taxpayer money and legislation and stuff that allows them to exist, they would be nowhere. They would be back still playing with their secret decoder rings.
And that's probably where they should be. Hey, a couple columns that are in your subscription for Technocracy News. One in particular grabbed my interest was AI, that's artificial intelligence, to read, understand, and comment on news stories. This sounds rather Google and rather Apple-like, doesn't it?
Well, it really does. And again, you have to separate the pretending from the actuality of it. You know, will these news robots, will they actually understand the news to be able to give you some detailed analysis of what's going on, or Will they merely be parroting somebody else's opinion or some other facts they, you know, snatch out of the internet?
Exactly.
Most of these AI programs, this is my opinion, I've had a technology background for 25 years. Most of these AI programs are pretending type programs. They put the answers in, or they put the algorithms in such a way to get the answers that they're not really answers. It's more like a parlor trick than it is, real intelligence. Yet they call it intelligence.
Yes, it's amazing.
It's just incomprehensible to me that you can compare a computer program created by a human to a human. This makes absolutely no sense, and it never will. I don't care what kind of technology they ever get. It will never make sense that a program can be as intelligent as its creator. And, of course, I know you're probably thinking right now that just sparks a thought. Can man be more intelligent than the God who created it?
Right, yeah. Well, that's ultimately what this is all about, is that it moves in that direction. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg tried to do some damage control because of what, Facebook was doing. and so he met with conservatives and said, hey, you know, trust me, it's really not happening. But yet more information comes out. And in fact, he was confronted here recently in a meeting and asked about it point blank. And, he didn't want to go there. He didn't want to talk about it. So, you can tell right away it's built into their culture. They're controlling thought. And, this is what's happening. I mean, they're going to find ways to control thought. And the thing that galls me, again, is that they're using the people's money in order to make this happen. And here we are, ladies and gentlemen. If this is a government up for and by we the people need to stand up and get involved, right?
Well, that is absolutely for sure. You know, in Europe, speaking of artificial intelligence, in Europe now, there's legislation moving through that the robots that are being introduced over there are slated to become what they call electronic persons, and they're going to owe taxes to the government.
Of course.
Like Social Security taxes.
Hey, Governor Brown out in California, he wants a bunch of robots right now. If he can find new ways to tax and new entities to tax, I mean, he might get another... He might get another 4 years or 6 years in the governor's house, huh?
Well, he has it right here. Here's the template for him.
Lord have mercy. Also, you got to go to Patrick's website. You can read about an immortality claim. You'll be able to speak to loved ones after they die. We're not going to have a chance to get to that, so that's why I direct you there. Patrick, tell them where they can go and connect and subscribe.
You bet. Technocracy.news is my website. Everything is there, including a link to buy my book and everything else. Get on the mailing list. Stay up with the story.
Exactly. Technocracy Rising, title of the book, The Trojan Horse of Global Transformation. Patrick Wood has been with us. Patrick, as always, good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.